he's doing a nice job progressing.
Defensive coordinator Bobby Babich, Sal was just raving about how interesting Babich can be at these press conferences. Cole is Cole Bishop. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. The season is coming closer. 2 weeks from tomorrow is Dallas-Philadelphia. I believe that's September 4th. And then the Bills open on the 7th, like most of the league. One thing that I find myself doing when thinking about how close the season has gotten is that there's a site called ProGrid.org that I was using when the schedule was being announced back in May, and they would just sort of be filling it in, and it's easy to follow, color-coded for different days of the week and international games. And other than to either restart my computer or close tabs so that my Wi-Fi doesn't dump me out during podcasts, I have had this grid up every minute since with everybody's schedule. It helps for fantasy tournaments because you want to know in the playoff weeks who's playing whom. But like today I was looking at how in Minnesota starts with a Monday night game against Chicago in Chicago, a Sunday night game against Atlanta in week two. I don't know if I'm that crazy about that matchup for a Sunday night so early. Right? A little bit of a letdown, Minnesota and Atlanta. Sunday night, week two?
Yeah. I'm very interested in both of those teams. To me, they both could be... Minnesota could be what they were last year, just with a different guy throwing the passes, I think. That's still a stacked roster. And Atlanta could really take a step. So, I don't know. I'm all right with it. It's a little early. I agree. Like, it'd be better if they're both 5-1 and off to the season that I'm dreaming about them both having.
Love it on a Thursday.
Dreaming's a little strong. I hate Atlanta, but I like Penix, so I'm sort of rooting for Atlanta now, and I'm all tangled up. I hate when I can't stand by my convictions.
Will this be the first time you ever see Bijan Robinson? Week 2, Sunday Night Football, Minnesota and Atlanta. In Minnesota.
It'll be the first time I know that I'm watching him. Like, I think I've seen Atlanta play, but it's just been kind of like, whatever. But I think I'll really be sitting down to watch that game.
The Bills have Atlanta in week 6, by the way.
That's part of the reason why I'll be paying more attention to them than I normally would.
So, the Vikings, Monday night, week 1, Sunday night, week 2, week 3... when the Bills play on the Thursday night against Miami. So you're home, you're filling out your FanDuel lineups, you're doing your thing, you're on the couch, you got your drinks. Minnesota hosting Cincinnati is the week 3 game, like a 1 o'clock game.
All right.
Sounds all right. I don't know what else is out there. This is what I enjoy doing when, you know, I think about the season coming up and like matchups and nights and everything. My son will have a lacrosse tournament on that Sunday. I'm like, oh, well, I don't have the Bills. So let's go.
You can go, right.
And of course, I won't be on my phone.
No.
Making late swap roster moves.
No, that's not, that wouldn't be you.
Weeks 4 and still on the Vikings. So again, Monday night, then Sunday night, then this Bengal game, which is kind of cool. 1 o'clock on a Sunday. Weeks 4 and 5, they both play in the morning. They are going back to back in Europe, at the Steelers in Dublin, and then the Browns in London. So you get Minnesota. You'll get so much Minnesota to start the year. Week 6 bye. Week 7, the Eagles. That could be like a marquee game. Week 8, at the Chargers on Thursday night. Then it calms down. But first half of the season, lots of Vikings. Before these games get flexed, even.
Back-to-back games in Europe.
You put it that way.
What are we doing here, fam? I mean, come on. There was a story. I don't know if you saw this. I made note of it. Two teams from the Spanish league are slated to play a regular season game here in America.
There's a Spanish league?
not football, soccer. We're talking about.
Like, La soccer. Liga?
Yeah, La Liga. Thank you.
All right.
I think it's Barcelona and maybe Inter Milan. Does that sound right?
That's Italy.
But... Oh, okay. Then that can't be right. Then who's the other? Maybe I still have it somewhere.
Outer Milan.
Oh, Villarreal is the other team. So Barcelona and Villarreal are scheduled to play a regular season game.
Nothing for Outer Milan.
And sorry, I was too busy trying to correct my mistake.
I needed the gratification.
By mixing up Italy and Spain teams. Italian and Spanish teams is what I wanted there. Anyway, Real Madrid is raising a stink.
What's their problem?
They don't feel like teams they're competing with should get to play a game not on the road, like a true road game. Like, they don't want Barcelona to benefit from not having to play. I'm not sure where this fixture they're in the same league. They play home and home during the season, but someone, I think it's Barcelona, doesn't have to go play at Villarreal. They're going to have a game in the U.S., and Real Madrid is over here raising their hand going, hey!
Neutral site.
Competitive disadvantage to those of us who have to play all of our road games actually at the road stadiums instead of in front of a neutral crowd, which will probably be in favor of Barcelona anyway because Barcelona is more famous.
What a bunch of babies.
I love it. I wish some NFL teams would put a stop to this madness. Sending games to Europe. Minnesota is going to try to have a great year like they had last year. They got a new quarterback. And they're going to play a game in Dublin followed by a game in London.
Yeah.
And then come back home and what?
Those are both road games on their schedule.
I just think that's terrible.
It's wrong.
It's just not okay. I guess they're both road games, and it's not as much of an injustice for Minnesota. But still, it's the same point. If they're road games and they don't have to play in Pittsburgh and they don't have to play
in Cleveland,
okay, whatever. That's not okay for the Bears and the Packers and the Lions. I don't think it's an advantage. To not have to, the travel mitigates that, but I don't know. I respect Real Madrid raising their hand going, hey!
I have no respect for it.
Okay.
I mean, of course, this is the direction of the sports world. Everything's more global. Even the NFL, I mean, critics from day one, because who even cares about the NFL in Germany? But there they are, Brazil. Of course, I mean, this would seem to be a hard one to fight against. So we're not turning this around. And
that's right.
Here's Real Madrid, one of the richest franchises in all of sports, is complaining about one road game that is actually a neutral site game. Does it matter to Real Madrid that Barcelona will have to take a 7-hour flight or whatever it is to this game as opposed to like a 20-minute drive? Isn't there sort of an offset there? Like, there's a tax on these teams that go to Europe in NFL for NFL games and vice versa. Outer Milan is playing PSG in a friendly over there Shanghai.
It's backwards. What their complaint is doesn't take into account the travel. That is my biggest complaint with this. Like, I feel like Minnesota, despite not having to play in Pittsburgh and Cleveland, is disadvantaged by having to spend 2 weeks in Dublin and London.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's fair. That's not equitable to me. So I'm sort of on the other side of the argument, but I just like that someone is throwing stones at, the obvious cash grab that all of this is. And I know it's not stopping.
I respect that point alone.
But I like that someone wanted to raise their hand and object.
Yeah, I like that point alone. You can say it. Just because it isn't changing, You can say it. You can be annoyed by that.
Right. Now, they are not sticking up for this, saying that these two teams they're competing with are disadvantaged by having to travel so far to play a game. It's more the opposite, but they could. Right. But that would not be... That sort of doesn't help their argument that
no.
It shouldn't happen.
No, it does not.
I wonder how many Real Madrid fans are sitting back going, let them go. Let them go. They're going to be tired when they get back. It's good for us.
One game. You know what, Madrid? Go be better.
It's a long way to travel for one soccer game.
5 feet is a long way to travel for some soccer games. 5 miles. So this is the point is only there's a lot of Minnesota coming down the pike here.
Yeah,
on your televisions early on.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hijack your Minnesota Vikings segment with this, but
I loved it.
Talking about things you've had saved in your browser, that story was last week. I've had it saved in there thinking, one day I'm going to want to make a point about this, and opportunity presented itself, so there, now I can close that out.
Opportunistic as always. Another team that'll be all over your TVs is the Bills, who are on prime, like last year, four times in the first 6 weeks, and then only once after that. So a lot of early Bills. I feel like that's a little bit better. They're a better team.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to like watching Minnesota this much. No laws forcing me to do it.
No, that's right.
No laws forcing me to get up at 8 to set lineups before Vikings-Browns in Ireland. Or London, sorry, that's the one in London. I do have some freedom left. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, this is WGR.